We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai. Welcome to a Nighttime Proudly Radical live stream. I am not live yet, as is tradition at this point. I start offline. And then, what in the hell is wrong with Podbean now? Oh, for God's sake, Podbean. Oh, they are special. So they let me get to my live stream dashboard without logging in. And then they tell me the... Man, they're special. Man, just a handful of good programmers. And not even a handful, just a few. And they could improve this shit show by miles. Hey, Kat. So I just discovered that Podbean will let me access my entire live stream backend without logging in. So, yeah. I managed to open the live stream actual web interface, and then I couldn't start it. They said, please log in first. I'm like, why can I access my entire backend live stream backend then if I'm not logged in? Why do any of these links work? Like, this company is such a shit show. It really is. Hey, mate. And welcome, Dennis. Just getting started here. So, just talking amongst ourselves. And hey, Trent, it's been a while. Just found out I could log. I could use my entire live stream web interface backend without logging in. Podbean for the win. Okay, so YouTube, their live streaming side is absolute dog shit. Kat. That's it for YouTube. Twitch is the embedded advertising system. Yeah. I would have no say over what ads get aired when. Maybe at the beginning, randomly in the middle, like there's time frames and I have no say over the ads. And I can't even tell the listeners or viewers how to filter them out like I could on YouTube. Just, you know, that's fine. You can bypass them on YouTube, simple enough. On Twitch, they're embedded into the feed. So there's no getting around them. So I could be advertising for Johnson & Johnson or fucking the Republican National Convention. I would have no say over it. Not particularly. I don't pay too much attention to, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't pay much attention to U.S. news very much. I try and make a concerted effort to pay attention to the rest of the world on those days, since it's the overnight crew. So, yeah, my feed is usually filled with overseas stories for these days. Did you ever notice I always had an Australia story for you? Yeah. You know what your Australia story is today? No, it is not a coincidence. Yeah, you guys are stocking up. Not just that, not just the missiles, but, you are expanding and creating a quote, more aggressive military platform. You're going to grow it by 800 people, 650 extra for the Navy, 100 for the Air Force, 50 for your Army. You're going to expand your budget as well. You're going to, increase $70 billion to the Defense Department, And yes, you are going to buy AGM-158C long-range anti-ship missiles from the good old United States Navy at a cost of $800 million. Thank you for your money, by the way. You're also going to put $9.3 billion into research and development of high-speed long-range weapons such as hypersonic missiles. You could just buy them from us. We have them. You're gonna implement a underwater surveillance system using high-tech sensors, costing an estimated between $5 billion and $7 billion. And you're also going to boost the ADF's ability to deal with what they describe as the gray zone. Basically, activity against Australia's interests that fall below the threshold of traditional armed conflict. So, yeah. Welcome to the war. No, there's no, we're doing this. It's too much money in this one. China's ramped up. We've ramped up. Our purchasing program for the next 10 years has been redesigned to take advantage, concentrate on South Pacific, on ocean and naval combat and combat within the South Pacific and island hopping combat and that sort of stuff. Everybody's gearing up for it. Dude, if everybody in your crew bought paintball gear because a paintball field just opened next door, and then the paintball field went out of business, you're finding a place to use that paintball gear, even if it's in your own backyard, right? The toys are purchased. They're gonna find a way to use them. Yeah, it's the Indo-Pacific region that is looking to become hot. Cat, really wish I could have avoided participating in a world war in my lifetime. You're so cute. Oh, look, it's a 10-year defense strategy, just like ours. Interesting. Energy weapons, hypersonic glide vehicles. That's stuff we're developing, by the way, that you guys are looking into buying. Australia has previously rejected an offer by the United States to deploy its own long-range missiles in Darwin, but has been investigating the option of buying 200 of the Lockheed Martin missiles for its fleet of Super Hornets and possibly other aircraft. Last time you upgraded your anti-ship missiles was the 1980s. You're long overdue, 40-year-old tech. West Taiwan forced your hand on that one, so it's not much you can do about it. Cool. I do have one story for the U.S., and that was the Supreme Court ruling. Oh, Espinoza v. Montana. Hey, Lucky. I do have one U.S. Based story for today. The Supreme Court decision on Espinoza v. Montana basically demolished the wall separating church and state. Just, you know, heads up. Basically, it would force states to fund religious schools. It's loophole funding, but funding nonetheless. And there's no way for the state to say no to it if people choose this methodology. So, yeah, it was a 5-4 decision. Again, that stupid split court decision, because we don't know how to actually design a Supreme Court. And basically, using private school of vouchers and scholarships, you can use a roundabout way of funding private religious schools, right? Well, the Supreme Court, the Montana Supreme Court found that the program violated the state's constitutional no aid clause for religious organizations, but excluded sectarian schools. And so the court struck down the whole scheme for all private education. The United States Supreme Court comes along and basically says that a state can, in fact, be compelled to subsidize private Christian education. Now, anybody who knows where this is going immediately said, well, this should be interesting when the Jews, Muslims, and Satanists all decide to get in on this. Because you know that's where this is headed. The I don't know if it's the Church of Satan or which one. There's two major satanic church, the Satanic Temple and the Church of Satan. One of them is like a tax scam, and the other one is like really a interesting crew that has some proper humanistic moral beliefs. But yeah, when the madrasas and the Church of Satan schools start popping up, you're going to see Christians freaking the fuck out about this decision. I mean, they're so short-sighted for this sort of stuff. But hey, fun times in America. The religious right is rising up. There's a pandemic of epic scale. Our president is, well, in the last 72 hours, we've found out that that our president knew Putin was hunting bounties on our soldiers' heads, that it in fact worked, that money was transferred, that the administration knowingly sold faulty antibody testing kits, that we had the largest single spike, single day case increase of COVID-19 yet, and Trump tweeted a white power video on Sunday. So, yeah, fun times in America. Oh, so that's what I have for the U.S. I mean it's high treason. It's high treason. I mean, that's in a sane state. What would happen is you just take him out back and deal with it. I mean, we have laws on the books, those that provide aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war. Motherfucker. Like, that's, I don't even think it's in time of war. I think it's just if you provide aid and comfort to an enemy. So. Treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Yeah, so fun times there. Dude, it should. Me asking, you know, does that include mercenaries though? It should, but I mean, Rome is on fire. Like, Rome is on fire. So, that's the one U.S. story I had for today. Other than that, no, those were the two. I had the church separation, church and state, Supreme Court decision, and then the list for what's happened in the last 48, 72 hours. And let's see, we talked about Australia ramping up their military. Let's see. Let's jump around a little bit. Let's hop around. Let's do Trinidad while we're at it. Protests have erupted on Trinidad because of two guys that were killed, basically, by their police. Three unarmed men were gunned down by their police. And their fucking is a shit website. I can't give you many details other than it was a part in parts of Morvant between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Protests sprung up. The three men were killed on Saturday, mid-40s sort of crew. But the Daily Express is a shit website, and so I'm not going to hunt that one down. But thought it was worth mentioning. It's rare we get to do a Trinidadian story. Let's see. It's, what's his name? Ruhollah Zam. He's an Iranian. He's a Iranian journalist who on Tuesday, because remember they're a day ahead of us. So on Tuesday, he was sentenced to death. He ran a channel on Telegram that talked about the protests in 2017 and shared videos from the demonstration. He was subsequently arrested after returning to Iran a couple years ago. Last year, in October of 2019, and they immediately arrested him upon arrival. The channel was shut down. Of course, you know, fucking Telegram, Facebook. The channel was shut down by Iranian government complaints because they said that it was spreading information on how to make gasoline bombs and other such things, though there's no hard evidence to see that. Zom's the son of a reformer cleric. His father once served in a policy position within the government, as did Zom. His dad, of course, disavowed him, being the Shiite cleric that he is. He wrote a letter, an open letter to Iranian media in July of 2017, saying he doesn't support his son or his reporting or his messaging. Thanks, Dad. So his son has been sentenced to death by their government. Always fun time. We'll talk a little more about West Taiwan here in a bit, but let's talk about doing something correct. The German defense minister is going to disband a company of its elite KSK forces, special forces. Think Navy SEALs, but for Germany. Basically, they found repeat traces of far-right extremism within the company. So rather than pussyfoot around it, they're just going to dissolve the company entirely. Second company, KSK, is going to be disbanded entirely. Their analysis of current events and right-wing extremist cases make it clear the KSK, at least in some areas, has become independent in recent few years and under the influence of an unhealthy understanding. So they have they cultivated what they called a toxic culture of acceptance of far-right ideology. And so they're going to disband the company and move the units as far as possible away from each other. Commando units exercises and the international cooperation will be suspended until further notice. That is how you handle fucking a bunch of racist white ethno-nationalists in your military ranks. You just say, nope, none of that. Even if it means disbanding the entire fucking company. So, good on them. Russia? Yeah, let's do Russia. Let's do the fucking feel-good story bullshit from Belgium. Belgium removed their the statue of, I always forget the fucking, which king he was, King Philippe? Yeah, King Philippe. They're tearing down the statue of King Philippe. if you're familiar with Belgian history and the Congo, they racked up a bit of a body count, about 10 million strong, maybe more, but definitely in the 10 million range. Just brutal violence and cruelty, that sort of thing. And so, yeah, they had a statue of him still rocking around. And so they pulled it down. They felt it best probably to get rid of the inflammatory guy for a little bit. But as I said, feel good story. I mean, again, I think Belgium has paid reparations to some extent as well to Congo. Probably, I mean, nothing that can ever make up for what they did. Like I said, tens of millions. But it's something. And this is just the feel-good side of that sort of stuff. But let's talk about West Taiwan a little bit. So the Hong Kong security law got passed. Essentially, territory, the two system, one country policy has been ended entirely. Crimes of what they deem secession, subversion, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces will be punishable by a minimum of 3 years and a maximum of life. Inciting hatred of China's central government and Hong Kong's regional government are now offenses. Damaging public transport is terrorism. Anyone who is found guilty will be banned from life from office. Beijing is going to establish a new field security office in Hong Kong with its own law enforcement personnel that is under no local authority jurisdiction. Decisions made by the National Security Commission cannot be challenged legally. China will take over prosecution in cases which are considered very serious, with trials behind closed doors. Management of foreign non-governmental organizations and news agencies are to be strengthened. And the law can be broken from abroad by non-residents. So figure that one out. Nice. Yeah, it does. Of course it does. Let me try. Yeah, protesting, by the way, is an act of subversion or secession, and punishable up to life. Their leader, Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said the law was long overdue. And, let's see. Oh, it's interesting. Grabham dropped out. Guess I wasn't talking about Israel. And while we're on the topic of West Taiwan, let's talk about how they're engaging in their favorite pastime of eugenics. Basically, they want to kill off the Uyghurs, the Muslims, in their population. So they've started forcing them to take IUDs, abort their pregnancies, and just generally sterilizing them across the board. We have many, many witness testimonies to this now and evidence. And yeah, people like military officials coming to their door in full camo gear and, you know, field gear, knocking at their door and like forcing them to get IUDs. Yeah, like they threatened one woman, Gulnar Omirzak. If she didn't get the IUD, then she'd join her husband and a million other ethnic minorities locked up at the internment camps. So, yeah, West Taiwan giving a nice end run on eugenics. They pour, collectively, they pour several hundred million dollars worth into their governmental forced birth control program. It's they've managed to drop the birth rates in the regions they managed to drop the birth rates of the Uyghurs in the regions of Khotan and Kashgar more than 60% in 3 years, from 2015 to 2018. They managed to get it to fall another 24% last year alone. They're just committing they're just committing genocide. So, fun times in China, or West Taiwan, as we call them around these parts. So, nothing like a little genocide halfway across the globe with one of your major trading partners to get you to take action, right? Oh, that's right. We don't give a shit over here. Oh, so is that, I think those are the stories from West Taiwan. I think that's done, 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 done. Okay. So yeah, we covered the story for Hong Kong. Russia's at it again with constitutional amendments that are going to allow Putin to stay in for even longer. And their shit fuckery at the polls is classic. One person turned up at the polls and they were told that their entire family had already voted. Just straight up. That's how they're doing it. Like, I mean, that, yeah, no, your entire family voted. How do you know? You didn't even look it up. Yeah. So it's, hey, you know, I mean, just don't complain about it too much and maybe you won't end up with two in the back of the head and throw yourself down the elevator shaft. But that's par for the course in that part of the world. We're not too far off. We're walking lockstep with them as well. And let's see, the radiation spike that came out of Russia, basically Sweden, Finland, and Norway all reported an uptick in levels of multiple radioactive isotopes. And so the International Atomic Energy Agency said that 29 European countries had responded to the request for a report on the situation, but of course not Russia, because everybody knows where it came from. It came from Russia. It's another leak, probably from there's two nuclear power plants in Western Russia. There's the Leningrad one and then the Kola one. And that we know of. But I mean, failed to disclose the accident at the Mayak nuclear facility in 2017. They covered up an accident in their nuclear facility at Noyonoksa, in August of last year. And so, yeah, just Saturday, they had another spike. Their neighbors in Europe reported another spike in radioactivity levels. So, fun. And let's see, keeping the region, why not, in the Leopards Ate My Face category, even though I voted for the Leopards Eating Faces party, British citizens living in the EU are losing, they're being refused jobs, because they're being told that essentially Brexit, caused a loss of, free movement rights for Britons. And hey, Joe. And so they aren't meeting certain qualifications or travel necessity, you know, cross-border travel, that sort of thing. So Britons are losing out on a large amount of European-based jobs. Shocked. This is my shocked face. That's the result of Brexit, you fucking idiots. But yeah, so you're seeing increased rates of that. And I think to round this out, yeah, we'll round this out with the BR basically a village by the in Patna, India. 95 guests who attended a wedding tested positive for COVID-19 that we know of. 95. The groom who was symptomatic died 2 days after the wedding. That's how that went down. And so, yeah, it was, again, it's tragic, but again, maybe don't bring a couple of hundred people to a crowded wedding. Yes, good riddance, Ashton. She's not welcome here. It was one of those classic giant Indian weddings. And so super crowded, super packed. And I mean, 30-year-old groom, he developed symptoms of COVID along the way. But the family went ahead with the wedding anyway. 2 days after the wedding, he was dead. And, you know, as I said, 95 people out of the wedding that we know of contracted it. Good job, guys. Good job. So I think that's it for headlines. This does concern the rest of the world. U.S. buys up the world stock of it's remdesivir. Basically, all the stocks of remdesivir manufactured by Gilead have been purchased by the U.S., making it unpurchasable for 3 months at least for the rest of the world. Nice us. Are we likely to go into lockdown again? I think you are asking for Vegas. Our governor has already announced that we're just going to extend the phase two opening for another month. No, they're just going to sacrifice the bodies. The engine of capitalism requires blood, so they're just going to run with it. All right, so I think that's all the headlines I wanted to hit for today. Cool. How many headlines is that? 2, 4. All right, 12 headlines in 31 minutes. Not bad. All right, and it's quiet tonight. Not much happening in chat. Not much happening with people coming in and out. So, yeah, I don't have anything to really talk about. I got a fucking project I'm working on for one of the members of the community. It's going to be a bit of a surprise, but it needs doing. I got stuff to do. Otherwise, I can put this one in the can and call it a short episode unless one of you guys wants to call in and chat. Other than that, John Stewart called Trump meth head Nixon, by the way. I miss that man. I miss John Stewart. I really do. See, the Indians moved tanks into the Golan Valley. I don't know how many, but yeah, they moved different one, and you know it. The Indians moved a bunch of their tanks into the Ladakh Galwan Valley region to counter the ever-growing Chinese threat. And China fucked with Myanmar too. Yeah, Myanmar is accusing China of creating trouble on their border now, too. The spokesperson, Brigadier General Zamin Tun, he's a spokesperson for the Tatmadaw, which is the Myanmar military, aka Burma, said that the Arkhan Army, a declared terrorist organization, is being backed and basically organized by the Chinese government to some degree. So, yeah, it looks like China's, like, West Taiwan is going full court push right now. Oh, and for those of you in America or who just get a kick out of how fucked America is, the drug that may actually work with COVID-19, which is basically an HIV drug, by the way, it's an antiviral, remdesivir. It's going to have a $3,100 price tag, $3,120 per bottle, by the way, price tag on it. We spent $70 million as taxpayers to support the development of this drug, and it costs $10 in total to manufacture. So, yeah. Looks like I'm being talked to over on Discord. Just Ash. It's just Rich. Why is he? It's Ash on here. There. That makes more sense. Okay. Just that free market, bro. It's awesome. I know, right? So. Oh. You know, this fucking country. No, HIV patients use a triple cocktail usually, and it's a whole other thing for them. So, no, they're fine. I mean, yes, they're fucked from a price point, healthcare point of view. Yeah, it's an absolute shit show over here for that sort of stuff. It is $2,500 to $3,500 per month for those sorts of meds. And as I said, they cost generally $10 to $30 to make. And if you're, there's a high probability that your insurance has a pharmaceutical deductible based on, as well as a general practitioner care deductible on it in this country. Depending on what kind of plan you have, you could have a $2,000 to $4,000 deductible easily. So that first, when everything resets and January rolls around, you could be looking at paying for your medication out of pocket, even though you have insurance. And depending on what the percentage of coverage per medication is, they may only cover 70% of the medication. So, again, you could still be left with, you know, holding the bag on something. I mean, just on $2,500, if you're left holding that other 30%, you know, you're still in for $750, something like that. I don't disagree, Mitre. I don't disagree. I don't care. I'm gonna be responding. Yeah, it's a fucked nation. We're all screwed. Some of us are more screwed than others, though. Oh, that was funny. Again, my funny. So this kid, Elijah McClain, who got gunned down by the fucking police, who was, you know, just a kind kid, apparently. They held a violin vigil for him. Bunch of protesters went out and just stood peacefully in a park, socially distancing and playing the violins. How do you think the police responded? Yes, they responded in riot gear and pepper sprayed them. Oh. Our country sucks. Right? Like, I think, you know, it's funny. It's gallows humor funny, but it's funny. Bunch of fucking people peacefully standing there in protest with violins, and they just fucking riot gear. Oh. And, yeah, India banned 59 Chinese apps, including TikTok, by the way. As the Ladakh Golan Valley tensions rise, like WeChat, TikTok, whole fucking list of them. Yep. A lot of those traditional ones that are used for Chinese data gathering, surveillance, and commerce otherwise. Hello, Stephen. Welcome, welcome. So, yeah, like the Weibo, WeChat, TikTok, like even some games like the Clash of Kings game, which is pretty big, the QQ Mail one, ES File Explorer. Thank you, Stephen. There's a bunch of them, but yeah, 59 Chinese apps were banned outright in the subcontinent. Just the removal of TikTok alone is, you know, progress enough for this old IT hat. So, yeah, that's, I mean, fuck me. 15, 18 headlines now. Like, I'm pretty much caught up on that that neighborhood. Let's see. If anybody wants to talk about anything, let me know. But other than that, Latvia banned RT. Yeah. TikTok is popular here in the USA. It's mostly popular with young people and people in social media-esque circles. Anybody who has anything to promote. Yeah, okay, yeah, same there. Yeah, like, you know, live streamers, gamers, Let's Players, wannabe influencers. Yeah, anybody who uses social media as the cornerstone of what they do, TikTok is fairly popular amongst them here. That's what I understand. Bunch of dancing and lip syncing. I've never installed that app. And, you know, I mean, we've covered why. It's a security nightmare. So the fact that we even allow it, the fact that that app is allowed on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store is fucking enough. It tells you exactly what's up. We didn't mention, I suppose we should, I laughed my ass off at this. This is just, you know, fucking, look, I have a gallows sense of humor. I have a dark sense of humor. I laughed my ass off when I read this headline. Swine flu strain with human pandemic potential increasingly found in pigs in China. I'm like, yep. This makes sense. Sure. Let's do another round while we're at it. Jesus Christ. 2020 is going to be a bang up year. right. So yeah, we got July 4th coming up here in the United States. Yeah, I know. We're going to see some nice COVID spikes on top of the nice COVID spikes on top of the nice COVID spikes that we're already seeing. Because, you know, my freedoms, my rights, America, woo! That's how we roll. Yep, freedom! I mean, I've already got somewhere within earshot. Like, somebody's already firing off fireworks here. Yeah, Redependence Day. A lot of the eviction stays are going to start coming up. A longtime buddy in real life. I'd trust him with my life, Mitre. We've got a whole set of factors and variables that are about to happen. We've got the economic slump that usually happens at the backside of the year. We've got the Fed manipulations. We've got the increasing rates of, let's just call it a depression for all intents and purposes. We've got rent that's going to become, you know, evictions are going to become possible again here shortly. The unemployment rates are still sky high. Is it this one or this one? Okay. We still haven't seen any real assistance out of the government. And getting unemployment in a lot of these states is extraordinarily difficult. It takes a lot of work, actually, to get your unemployment benefits in some places in this country. And some people still haven't even received their COVID stimulus check at all. There's still a lot of those people. So, yeah. I think the back half of this year is going to be really interesting if the first half wasn't already interesting. Thank you, Space. If I were in that camp, yeah, I definitely would be of that mind. But we shall see how that shakes out. Some people are in situations where their check was mailed directly to someone else, as in like ex-wives and shit like that. Some of them do. Many of them do not. Grabham asking, do boomers have any remorse at all for what they've done to the planet and the condition they're leaving in it for their children and grandchildren? Like I said, I don't like all-inclusive or all-exclusive statements, generally speaking. All-or-nothing statements are dangerous territory. It's not just their fault. Dude, there's a lot of blame to go around, including our own. I mean, Gen X, millennial, there's a lot of blame to go around. But don't get me wrong, boomers do have a double helping, right? When they were at the table of blame, they got all greedy and decided to go overboard with it. So let's not look past that either. They definitely spent their entire generational lifespan dismantling things that you should never dismantle, undermining things that you should never undermine, and generally being selfish, self-centered, and greedy. The ones who are aware have remorse, but the ones who, it's real simple. Litmus test. Are they still in support of conservative fiscal and social conservative policies? Yeah. Well, fuck them then. I got free tertiary education here and then changed to all after then. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were direct beneficiaries of the GI Bill. They were direct beneficiaries of governmental assistance. They were direct beneficiaries of an economic system that had one of the highest wealth tax rates in the world. The largest growth expansion period for the United States was following one of the heaviest tax rates for the previous generation. So, yeah, they benefited from it and then took their money and ran. What can I do for you, Space Thoughts?
Oh, what's going on, man?
Not much. Right now, we're just, I guess we're just talking shit about baby boomers, right? A little bit.
Yeah, you mind if I just... you mind if I just listen over here?
Well, if you want to listen, you don't need to be on the line.
Yeah, no, actually, I had a question for you, too.
All right, so what's the question?
I forgot the first time that we were talking. I don't know if what type of software you use. I wanted to know something about that.
I use Adobe Audition as my multi-channel recording suite. I use a Rodecaster Pro as my recording interface for my DAC and multi-channel interface going into the computer.
That's for this? Yeah. To do these recordings?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm...
Jesus Christ, man. I'm just on a phone.
I do a multi-track recording. So right now you're on your own channel. In the master recording. So when these episodes get posted afterwards, what happens is I go in, I level everything to a specific set of specifications for sound, for peaks and valleys. I clean up a little bit of the noise across the channels, and then I do a mix down that gets uploaded, and that's what gets redistributed rather than the stepped on, crunched up version that they do for the live stream. It also, having the hardware on the side lets me, you know, add a, you know, just a quick
fucking things up, making everything shitty. It's
what is going on?
And shit fuckery.
It allows me to have sound cues and jingles and whatever else I want, or my intro music that I mixed up that is, you know, Martin Luther King speech with some with a simple beat in the background sort of thing. I can just cue all that up from my pads, and so yeah, I have a suite of recording stuff.
It sounds like you got experience with video editing and.
Yes, nothing professionally for video editing, but I've done my fair share over the years. I hate video editing, but I'll open After Effects and Premiere if I have to.
You work with Adobe, right? Adobe? I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Adobe.
Adobe? That's how you say it?
No, that's how it's pronounced.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Yeah, man. God damn it.
Yeah, it's named after a material construction style of the Southwest of the U.S. I use for my Photoshop and my Illustrator. I actually use Affinity Serif. They're an entirely different company. I use different products for that. I don't use Photoshop and Illustrator for raster and vector design work.
That Infinity for both those purposes, though?
Affinity Photo replaces Adobe Photoshop, and Affinity Designer replaces Illustrator.
How's that subscription like?
It's not a subscription.
It's not? It's free?
No, but it's a one-time purchase for Affinity Software.
Oh. All right, how's that purchase like? What's the deal?
$29 on sale.
Holy fucking shit.
$50 if you catch it not on sale.
One purchase? You gotta be fucking... Goddamn, bro.
And they have full-featured iPad versions. So if you happen to have like an iPad Pro laying around with a pencil, which I do, then you can have Affinity Designer and Affinity Photo on your iPad and have them on your computer as well and go back and forth between them fairly seamlessly.
Yeah, that's perfect. I could fuck with that one purchase shit. This, because it's for the animation. It's that's what I use it for, animation. I was doing classes with Photoshop and Illustrator. That shit was terrible. But I love the animation classes.
No, I
It was a monthly payment with Adobe.
Yes, right? It is. The Creative Cloud subscription.
That shit hurts. It hurts. It's not Infinity's not like that, right?
No, it's just a one-time purchase.
That is fucking beautiful. I just love hearing that.
Yeah, it's I've long switched for my Photoshop and Illustrator needs, mostly because I hate Photoshop and Illustrator. It has nothing to do with it. You know, when I got my iPad Pro, not the one I have now, but the one prior to it, Adobe still hasn't released a full-fledged version of Photoshop for iPad.
That's outrageous.
So that's why, you know, I wanted something of that that's capable of doing that. And so, Affinity came along and stole the market basically. And then, you know, they have desktop software as well, and it does everything I need it to do. I know there's probably some like industry veteran power users of Photoshop and Illustrator out there that would need one or two features that aren't in there yet. And well, too bad for them. But for the rest of us, honestly, it's perfectly functional software, and it, you know, it fits my workflow perfectly.
That sounds perfect for me, man. You got a laptop or a whole, like, you know, personal computer?
The machine I'm currently on is a beast. Her name is Saraswati, named after a Hindu, named after a Hindu goddess. It's an AMD. Let's see, what do we got in here? Let me just pull my full specs while we're at it. Settings.
Where?
Systems. There we go. There we go.
Flex the specs.
So we're rocking a Ryzen 9 3900X, 12 core at 3.8 gigahertz, 32 gigs of RAM, though I could easily expand that. I've got a 2 terabyte NVMe M.2 as my main hard drive, a 1 terabyte SSD as my working drive, and a 4 terabyte deep storage drive. And of course, I have a 2080 Super. NVIDIA in there as well. The graphics card's a bit of a beast as well. The case is a Corsair 540 Air. If you look up what a Corsair 540 Air case looks like, it's not small. I said unless somebody has something they want to talk about. And of course, I don't use my computer for storage. I have a network attached storage server for that uses mirrored RAID drives. And that I have a bunch of terabytes in, for deep storage of stuff. So.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. That beast sounds fucking amazing. I don't think I could get up there, but Jesus Christ, man.
She gets the job done.
Yeah, me. Kai got the answers. I needed to get some advice. That kind of helps me out.
Look,
I'll check out everything.
Paying for Adobe is difficult, but not paying for Adobe is easy. I would never encourage anyone to conduct themselves in an illegal manner. So do what you got to do. But as far as audio recording goes, it's very easy to very quickly spend a bunch of money. It's also very easy to keep prices fairly controlled. Like an RM8500 microphone will cost you something in the like $30 to $50 range, depending on where you are and what your shipping and taxes look like.
Get the fuck out of here.
And you can get a Behringer Xenix mixer for sub-$100 off of Amazon. That's going to be completely analog. Cables, microphone, mixer into a PC microphone input. And then whatever recording software you want to use, even if it's just like Audacity or something. You can get spun up for less than, $200. and have multi-channel recording and that sort of stuff. Or you can go big and, you know, you can spend hundreds of dollars on digital multi-channel interface systems and high-end microphones and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that could be worth it.
It all depends.
I'm not the one to take that risk, though.
It's for me, it wasn't about, I don't, it is, you know, an anti-capitalist, anarcho-socialist. I'm not here to make money. I'm not here to profit. I'm not, you know, I'm actively avoiding advertising mechanisms. I give away everything for free under Creative Commons. It's not what it's about for me. So that really wasn't a concern. I didn't have to worry about that. But I understand a lot of people are looking at ROI and that sort of stuff, return on investment.
Yes.
So I get that. You can easily spin up a fucking audio kit for not that expensive. And if you get the right recording suite, you can clean up your noise because you're going to have a bunch of noise on lower end analog systems like that. You can take care of it digitally rather than, you know, try and make a fucking studio space for yourself.
Exactly. That's impressive.
So.
Well, thank you for dropping those gems to me, Kai.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's always an honor to be on your show.
Yeah.
And thank you for accepting my call, brother.
Ah, no worries. Let me know if you ever need, just, you know, hit me up. Website, kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. My contact stuff is on there if you ever need to, like, have a quick question answered.
Yes, for a fact. You know what? Could you drop that in the comments for me?
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, thank you, man.
There you go. All right, well, that's tech questions answered. Glad I could help, Space. What's the point of, you know, I don't use it for consultancy anymore, right, Mitre? Like, I might as well fucking share the love on that stuff. I got a bunch of fucking tech knowledge that I'm just sitting on, basically. I mean, I use it for the community. Somebody needs a quick graphic spun up, I knock that out, an icon or whatever. Be it graphical overlays or, you know, yeah. Who gives a shit? I know, Mitre. I know you're not. You're welcome, Space. Follow from you, Space. So I guess that's unless anybody else has any other questions or prompts or topics that they want to discuss. Like I said, I am working on a secret little project for one of the members of the Discord community. But one deserves it and two, it needs doing. Yeah. But you and I do have a discussion. Hey, Mike. Hey, Sober Mike. You and I do have a discussion to be had before Saturday. Like your Saturday, not mine. We need to have a chat. Maybe tomorrow or something like that. Because your Friday night? Okay. We'll see about it. Your Friday night. Cool. You just keep a hold of me, right? Cool. Just hit me up. Whatever time it works for you on your Friday night, And we'll go from there. Fucking time zones and shit, right, people? Fuck me. All right, then. Well, we'll wrap it. Cool. I got shit to do anyway. love you, too. As always, catch all my stuff at kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com, and coming soon to kaisthings.com, though you can catch the early episodes there now because I'm testing it. We're going to start streaming the Games of Fate that we play on the weekends, generally speaking. It's either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, U.S. days, and 6 p.m. time frame for us Pacific. The videos are going to be up there soon, and we're going to be streaming them on the regular as well sometime within the next few sessions. So, again, kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. As always, guys, I hope you're as well as you can be. Till next time.